Hypnotized by Don Trimbath. Chapter 1. My friend Phil wants to be a hypnotist. He's read like 20 books about it, and he took a course on the internet. I'm his guinea pig. He just tried hypnotizing me again. It didn't work. Maybe we need somebody with a smaller brain, says Phil after pouting for half an hour. You gotta crawl before you can walk, right? I ask my sister Alexa. She's 15, 2 years older than me. She's on the short side, and she hates her body because she thinks she's getting fat, which she is, but now is not the time to let her know I agree with her. What? She says after I pound on her door for 10 minutes. Take your headphones off, I say to her. The music she's playing on her iPod is so loud I feel like taking my headphones off, and I'm not wearing any. What? She says again with a frown. I repeat myself, only this time I scream so loud the neighbor's dog 2 doors down starts barking. Alexa removes her headphones. This better be good. We need someone with a small brain for Phil to practice hypnosis on, I say to her. Alexa's not nearly as sensitive about her brain as she is about her body. What, he couldn't find yours at all? She says. She thinks she's so funny. Just say yes, Alexa, I say to her. Spare us the comedy. She looks at Phil. You're a hypnotist? Since when? Phil shrugs and stares at his feet. I sorta am, yeah, kinda, you know, a little bit, he says. Way to inspire confidence, Phil. She has to go for it now. How could she possibly say no? No, she says. Go look somewhere else, and don't pound on my door again. Oh, come on, I say to her. It'll be fun. I'm going back into my bedroom to clip my toenails. That's fun compared to hanging out with you schmucks. She starts to close her door. We'll pay you $10, blurts Phil as a last resort. The door whips open. Where do I sit? Says Alexa. We go downstairs. Phil gets her a chair, and I give her all the instructions she needs. Just sit here and watch the gold medal Phil has in his hand. Where did you two losers get a gold medal from? She says. Alexa's a very nice person, always positive and encouraging. You can buy them at the dollar store, says Phil. He's way too honest sometimes. I would have told her we won it in an Ultimate Warrior fighting tournament. Alexa smirks and raises an eyebrow. Then she slouches in her chair, crosses her arms, and stares as Phil goes through his routine. I watch her to see if any changes take place. Stop looking at me! She turns away from Phil, which she's not supposed to do, and looks at me. Hey, what are you doing? I say, leaping out of my chair. I can get pretty excited. What do you mean, what am I doing? Stop looking at me! God, you think I want that? I'm watching to see if you're hypnotized, I explain to her. I'll tell you if I'm hypnotized. Stop staring at me. You're freaking me out. I'm freaking you out? Have you seen yourself lately? I know this is not exactly helpful to Phil, but how hard can it be to sit in a chair and stare at a medal? Before she gets away, Phil grabs her by the arm and begs her to stay. Please don't go, Alexa. We need you. Really, we do. You're the only one who can help us.